Well, you're 8 lines up from the bottom of the page on Daf Hey Ibn Aleph. We just ended off with the Tana Kama stating that poverty is equal to death. And now they bring a proof text as to why that is true. D'amar Mar, Arba Chashuvim Kamesim, there are 4 people that are considered as if they are dead. Elohein, Ani, someone who is poor, Suma, blind person, Mitzora, a leprous person, Umish Ein Lobanim, and someone who is childless. Ani, Dechsiv Kimesu Kol HaAnashim, with regards to poverty, the verse says, Moshe was told, all of your Anashim, all the people, all of your enemies have died, you can now go back to Egypt. Uman Niyu, who is that referring to? Dasan Vaviram. Umimesu, Mihavihavu, they weren't dead, they were still alive. Elashir Dominich Sayem, it's that they became poor, and that is why they were considered as if they were dead. Suma dechsiv b'machshakim hoshivani kimesei olam. Someone who is blind, the pasuk says, they have placed me in darkness like someone who is dead. Mitzora dechsiv al nut hi kames. Someone who is leprous is considered like a dead person. Umisha en lo banim. Someone who is childless dechsiv havali banim v'imayin meisanochi. Give me children, and if not, I am. It is as if I am dead. I heard a beautiful interpretation on this Gemara, that these 4 people who are considered dead are not literally a poor person is considered dead. A poor person doesn't have anything to give. But what a real, when we refer to a poor person, the Gemara, homiletically speaking, I believe, or maybe even truthfully speaking, an ani is someone who has what to give, but they refuse to give. That is someone who is truly poor. Someone who doesn't care to give. Someone who is just a taker and doesn't give. That is someone who is considered dead. Suma, someone that is blind. The Gemara talks about a Sagi Nahor as someone who is blind, which is a compliment to someone who can see beautifully even though they are blind. Rather, what the Gemara here is referring to is someone who refuses to see, who refuses to look at the plight of others. That is someone who is blind. Mitzora, a leprous person. A leprous person is not referring to someone who is stricken with a physical disease, but rather it's someone who is spiritually isolated. They want to be alone. They don't care to be involved in communal life. They just want to keep everything to themselves and stay by themselves. That is someone who is considered dead because they have no concept of achdus, no concept of community. Umisha ein lo banim, and someone who is childless, it doesn't refer to someone who is unable to conceive. Being unable to conceive is not a choice. That is the chance. That's what the situation that God puts those people in. Rather, misha ein lo banim refers to Ikar toldoseim is their Torah, that the toldos of a person, the offspring of a person, is their deeds. And Misha in Lobanim refers to someone who doesn't have deeds that enrich other people around them. If they are spiritualists or lacking spirituality, there's spiritually bankrupt, they have nothing to give others, that is someone who is considered dead. A really beautiful idea to help us understand about these 4 people, the real 4 people who are considered as if they are dead. Gemara continues. We are 5 lines up from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan. Im b'chu kosai teilechu, ein im elalashon tachanunim. The word im is a supplicatory language. In other words, God wants to give us something. Im v'chu kosai teilechu, I want you to follow in my ways, but if you do it, then I'll give it to you. V'cheinu omer, lu ami shomeli, if only they would listen to me. Kimat oyveya machnia, then I will humble the other ones, his enemies from before him. I want to do it, but it's only, I hope they do it. V'omer lu ikshavta l'mitzvosai, if they were only to listen to my mitzvos, v'hi kenar shlomech, v'hi kechol zaracha v'tzetzai meimecha. God wants to give us these things. It's up to us to follow in his footsteps. Tanu Rabbanan. Mi yitain v'haya levavam ze lahem. We mentioned this already a few times, that God said, who can assure that they will, that the Jewish people will continue to be Yerei Shamayim? Amr lehem Moshe liYisrael. Moshe said to the Jewish people, Kafui tova b'nei kafui tova, you are all ungrateful. B'shash amr kadosh baruch hu liYisrael, mi yitain v'haya levavam ze lahem. When God said, who can assure that the Jewish people will be Yarei Shamayim? Hayalehem lomar, the Jewish people should have said, Tein ata, God, we're not sure. So you help us. Kafui tova. They were ungrateful. D'chsiv, v'nafshenu k'tzei, katsa b'lechem aklokel. They were unhappy with the man. God gave them man from heaven without having to work, and they were ungrateful. They didn't like it. B'nei kafui tova. They were the children of ungrateful people. D'chsiv, ha'isha asher nasata imadi, hi nasna li min ha'etz va'ochel. That Adam said, oh, you know who caused me to sin? It was the woman that you gave me. Again, another instance of being an ingrate. And interestingly, says the Gemara, Af Moshe Rabbeinu lo ramza lahem li Yisrael ela la'achar arba'im shana. And the truth is that Moshe, with regards to the man, Moshe didn't rebuke the people about the man for 40 years. Shenemar va'alech aschem Bamidbar Arboim Shana, where they were in Arvos Moav, as Rashi explains, and he said, we were in the desert for 40 years. Uksi velo nasan Hashem lachem leiv. God didn't give you a heart to think about the man and the benefits that you had during this time. So even Moshe didn't remind the Jewish people or rebuke the Jewish people about it. Amar Rava, and therefore Rava makes the following fascinating statement: Shma mina lo koi inish adaite derabe ad arbuin shnin. That a person is not able to understand his Rebbe for 40 years. It takes 40 years for a person to fully grasp his Rebbe. So just like it took Moshe 40 years to grasp God's feelings, it will take the Jewish people 40 years to grasp Moshe's feelings, and it takes a student 40 years to grasp his teacher's feelings or logic. And the Iyun Yaakov points out, again, it's a strange idea, 40 years. It sounds kind of arbitrary. The Iyun Yaakov says, well, we have a tradition, Arbaim Labina, that when it takes 40 years for a person to develop this Bina, this deeper insight of a person. And that's why it's 40. Tosos asks, it's actually on the previous page, but Tosos asks, well, if Moshe didn't remember, then why did Moshe get so angry at the Jewish people 40 years later? He himself didn't remember. So Tosos gives two possibilities. The first answer he gives is that, well, it wasn't directed at Moshe. Moshe was always faithful, and therefore it wasn't Moshe's responsibility to remind the Jewish people to be faithful. They should have thought of it on their own. That's because they've already sinned with the Meraglim, with the Egel, they should have known better. And the second answer in Tosfos, is that Moshe felt that we give everybody 40 years to try to figure things out on their own. But once 40 years comes and they still can't figure it out, well, then it's time to say something. We should all practice that amount of patience for 40 years before we rebuke our friends and fellow Jews. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Bina. Seems to be a different statement, not related to anything before. Mai dechsiv ashrechem zorei al kol mayim mishalchi regel hashor v'achamor. What does the pasuk in Yeshaya mean? That praised are those who are zorei al kol mayim, who seed throughout through water, who send forth the feet of the ox and the donkey. Ashrehem Yisrael, praised are the Jewish people. Bizman she'oskin b'torah u'gmilas chasadim, when they are delving and busy with Torah, the study of Torah, and acts of kindness. Yitzram masur bi'adam, they are in charge of their yetzer, the ein heim misurin biyad Yisrael, and they're not given over to their Yetzer Hara. Shenemar, ashrechem zorei al kol mayim. The ein zriya ela tzedakah. Zriya refers to tzedakah, which is a form of gemilas chasadim. Shenemar zaru lachem litzedakah v'katzro l'fi chesed. Ve'in mayim ela Torah, and mayim is a reference to Torah, shenemar hoi kol tzamei l'chula mayim. So therefore you see that when Yisrael is osik in Torah and gemilas chasadim, they are in charge of their yetzer, and their yetzer is not in charge of them. And the Gemara makes one additional point based on this pasuk, Mishalchei Regel Hashor VaChamor, because the idea, by the way, that the feet of the ox and the donkey is a reference to the Yetzer Hara. So they're sending forth the feet of the ox and the donkey, and that is how, because they have the Mayim and the Gemilas Chasadim, therefore they have the power to send forth the Yetzer Hara. But now the Gemara takes this views this pasuk in a different manner. Mishalchei regel hashor v'achamor, tana dvei Eliyahu, la'olim yasim adam atzmo al divrei Torah. A person should make the focus of his Torah, or should focus on Torah, kishor la'ol, like an ox is responsible for his yoke, v'chachamor l'masoi, and as a donkey carries his burden. And the Chafetz Chaim, in terms of understanding the pshat of this medrash, the Chafetz Chaim writes in Shem Olam, in Perek Yud, he says as follows: Uma shedima li'inyan shor b'chamor, the comparison of a shor and a donkey to Torah, the koach hashor nivra k'dei lacharosh bo asadama. The strength of an ox is to plow, shetuchel achar kach lehotzi piria, that eventually the land will be able to produce fruit. V'achamor in yonahu rak shehi nosei alav es hatvua shehotziu kvar min adama. And the purpose of the donkey is that he will be able to carry all of the produce that has been grown from the ground. V'chein hu, he says, be'inyan limud ha-Torah. And this is the idea about the study of Torah. D'mitchila tzarech liyagea atzmo lahavin es divrei ha-Torah. First, a person needs to analyze, needs to be yagia, and study, and to understand the words of the Torah. V'achar kach, and afterwards, kishin isbara lo mitzvah, when he understands the mitzvah that he's supposed to achieve, mitzvah lisa alav es divrei ha-Torah, he's obligated to carry that with him. And that's the idea, he says, that with regards to the study of Torah, al yachshov ha'adam desug yizu kvar beru osa gdolim shelofaninu ve'en li shuv bamela ayin bo ulacharish badavar. A person should never think that when they're studying Torah in 2016, that, oh, there's so many Rishonim and Achronim and later Achronim, everything has already been discovered and established, so I'll just study it, but there's nothing for me to improve upon what our Rishonim and Achronim and all the Gedolim before us have set out to do. Rather, that's not the case. There is so much to do. Yes, there is the obligation to be ashore, to analyze as best as we can, and even with the chamor, whose responsibility it is to carry the tzvua, to carry the grains, yes, we have an obligation to carry all that has been said before us, but we also have the ability to continue to dig and develop ideas like the shore, and therefore carry those ideas, those new ideas, with us to help and improve everyone's Torah study for our generation and for later generations as well.